Mukesh Hashem Tov, Ois Mem Hei, page 136. B'chol Ois, Nechlelu Kol Ha'Oisius. In every letter of the Aleph Beis, there are included, there are hidden all of the other letters. Kisharis kol ha'isiyas hu ois aleph. Because the root of all of the letters is the letter aleph. V'hu karav la'achdus ha'ein sof. And the aleph is that which is closest to the infinite, which is the first that materializes, that appears, that emerges from the infinite, from that which is hidden. That's the letter Aleph. Thank you. Ve'achakach nispashtu, and afterwards there is a hispashtus, there's that moving forth. There's the hispashtus of creation and of the letters of the Aleph Beis. Ki os beis hu beis alfin. Therefore, the way to understand the letter Beis is that Beis is two Alephs, and so on. Ad ois Sof, Dalet Meos Alephin, until we get to the Sof, which is 400 Alephs. Vais Sof, Wachon Vrochok Min Hamasim. And the letter Sof is the last, and it's furthest away from the Creator. Vaideh Tzadik, Mekarav Kol Ha'isis L'Shoreshon. And through the Tzadik, the letters are brought back. He brings the letters back to the Shoresh, the Ois Aleph. The Avodah of the Tzaddik is to bring all of the letters closer and closer back to the Aleph. V'az nimta kadin b'shoresha. And this brings to a sweetening of the din in its Shoresh, in the root of din. Let's see the perush. B'chol ois mi oisis alabes nechlu kol oisis. Since all of the letters are bound one to the other, so all of the letters have the, each letter has its own unique or but it also has the genetic makeup, so to speak, of all the other oisis. It's just it has that dominant R, which is the gimel, the dal, the hey. Kol ois v'ois noises or ruchani musuyam. V'sharish kol ois v'yesu aleph. And the sharish of all of the oises is aleph. V'hu ha'or ha'ruchani ha'elyon b'yoseh. And that's the highest R. Ha'kar b'yoseh la'achdus ha'ein sof. That is closest to the infinite light of Hashem. Therefore, the numerical value of the Aleph is one. And all of the Oisiyas come from the Aleph. The Aleph gives birth, so to speak, to the other Oisiyas. All of the other Oisiyas are Hisrabus v'achpola, are like the babies of the Aleph. Dahainu Yerida v'hisrahakus neisefes me'achdus ein sof. It's getting increasingly, adding it and getting increasingly further away from the achdus, that unity of ein sof. Kios beis, hul beis alfen, and so on. Ois beis, hul yishtei oisies alef, chulu, ad ois sof, shuhu mea, da arba meas alfen. Klemmer. Kol ois ena ela levush v'hesta noisef ala ois alef. Each additional letter is a garment and a greater concealment of the underlying reality, which is one, which is Aleph. All of the other oisiyas are garments and concealments. Achdus ha'ein sof, ha'tmuna u'mistateres b'seicha. That's hidden, that's hiding within that letter, within the chaf, within the lamed, within the mem, the aleph, the Aleph, the Echad, the Achdus is hiding within, and all of the additional letters are Hisrabus, the Hispashtus of the Aleph, and covering and hiding more and more that one that is the Achdus Ein Sof that is hidden in all of the Oseas. Vais Sof Harachoyke B'Yosef and Ha'Achdus Shabbos Aleph. And the letter Sof, which is Harachoyke B'Yosef and Achdus Shabbos Aleph, which is the furthest from Yosef Aleph. Like you see, like nowadays, you would understand if there are generations of children that come from this person, so there's children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, and each one of those additional children contains the Achdus HaPashut of the El Tezei, the inside. Of course, it goes back to Adam Rishon. It contains that Ois Aleph. And all the other Oisias are His Labshus and His Rahakus, and the further along you get, so now... Now there are, from this one person, so now there are 5,000 Eineklach, Ir Eineklach, you know, thousands and thousands. And each one of them seems to have no Shaykhs by this point, or a very, very faint, tiny little Shaykhs to the Elder Zaydi. Maybe they have some picture, or they have some stories of that great-great-great-great-grandfather or grandmother. But it's very dim, very faint. And each one of the additional generations, each child is another hastara, it's another levush that covers the achdus hapashut of the elta zaydi. So the sof is the furthest. Or ha'ein sof, asherish harishon shememenu netzalim kol ha'oris haruchanim shevuchal ha'madregis. Just like everything that exists, all of the letters are bound and contained within them that the light of that Aleph, which is Achdus Ein Sof, which is one. Mitzad Shorash Namakar, the Shorash Namakar. Elisha Hadova Mustar Besoich Levusha, but this is hidden within these garments. Like they had Sadik Makar of Koloisius. And through the tzaddik, he's makarv all of the oisias. The inyan of the tzaddik is to take even that which is furthest away, like a sof. Of course, on a deeper level, it means even people who are like a sof, or things that are like a sof, things that are furthest, most furthest removed. And to be makarv them to the aleph, to reveal, to uncover the aleph, the achdus hapasha that's in everything. But this is what the oasis of the Isle of Beis Mamish. That when the tzaddik is learning, is davening, shebeisli mudo utfilosa shel tzaddik hu poel yichud ben haoasis shemoitzi bifiv. That as he's saying the letters, we don't understand how a person can do this. But when the tzaddik is learning and davening, he's always returning to the aleph. That. Hupol yichud ben ha'oisis, he brings about this yichud between the letters. Shein ha'levush v'ha'ester, leben ha'ein sof atzma mistate behen, and the infinite one that is hidden within the letters. Vaz nimtak hadin b'sharsha. And that's the way that hamtokas hadinim takes place. In Yaneinu, what does that mean, Hamtokas Adinim? It means the further something is away from the truth, the further something is away from Echad, the more Dinim there are. The more Dinim there are. The less it seems that this is godly. And Mimela, the more Tzaras and difficulties and confusion and Hestaponim, etc., etc. And the tzaddik's inyan is to always take us back to the aleph, and everything to bring back, to come back to the aleph, to that achdus apshuta, achdus ein sof. And mimela, by taking off all of the coverings and all of the garments, there's a hamtaka of the dinim. Then the dinim comes from distance and concealment and confusion. Imagine that a person is going through I'm sorry, you know, his business, his parnas is falling apart, chas v'shalom. So he's going through a terrible tzar. And the worst dinim, the worst din that he feels is, besides the financial difficulties that he's having, it seems to him to be so meaningless and to be so pointless. And he worked so hard. And he saw this as something which was the biggest brach in his life, this parnas, and now it's falling apart. And then, if it were possible, imagine that it were possible that there would be a crack in the levush and the hest upon him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would just wink through that open space and say, "This is an inyan that I'm working out for you, and this is l'tayvascha hanitzchus. This is I'm here." So, if even for a second all of the levushim were removed, because the difficulty he's going through right now is kuf reish, and that's why the last letters of the Aleph Beis are sheker. And the difficulties that they're going through is from the Alma de Shekra, and it seems to him that in these dinim that he's experiencing, that there's no point. It's tam. Because the furthest you get away from the Aleph, the less meaningful thing, the more meaningless it seems, and the less tachlis. There doesn't seem to be any tachlis in this. But if the Aleph peeks out from this, from within the Saf, and the Aleph just waves his hand, so then there's a hamtakas adina. Because that is the ultimate and absolute din that a person feels, the abandonment and the emptiness. A person can be soivel, can live through the kuf, reish, shin, and saf. He can live through that as long as he knows there's the Aleph. That's the inyan of Tishrei, is in the Seder of Tashrak, right? As you all know, that you see that the time of Din, the Yimei HaDin is Tishrei. Tishrei is in the order of the Aleph Beis. In the order of Aleph Beis, but Tav Shin Reish, the inyan is a Hamtokas Adinim, that the Tav should go back to a Shin, should go back to a Reish, to head back towards the Aleph, which is the inyan of Hamtokas Adinim. When you get to Nisan is Chodesh HaAviv. So then there's already Hezgalus of the Aviv of Aleph Beis. But Tishrei, that's why you see so many of the tefillas of the piyutim that you look in the machzer, then the order of Tashrak, right? Tav Shin Reish, the Aleph Beis backwards. There are others that are the Aleph Beis forwards, because the whole inyan is to be mamtik the dinim, and Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin, and to be mamtik the dinim. That's why the inyan of the shofar is Tashrak, the true tkiyah, shvarim, true tkiyah is Tashrak, and the oisiyas are being to come and to remove the hest upon him, to be mamtik the dinim, and to come back from the tav, to go back through the shin and then the reish and the kuf, that's the tkiya shayif, and to go all the way back to the echad ha-pashut, to achdus ha-pashut, ha-pshuta, to or ein saif, which is hamtakas adinim, which is emuna. What's the word emuna mean? Emuna, faith. Emuna is aleph mona, which means I count back towards the aleph. Mona, limnos, means to count, right? Like a minion. Mona means to count. Minui means to count. Emuna is, every emuna always means I'm counting towards the aleph mona. My life is not counting by the saf, I count by the aleph, emuna. Aleph mona. I count back to the aleph. I try to count back in everything in my life to the aleph, which is achdus ein sof, achdus apsuta. And the tzaddik is always doing this. He's always doing this in his davening, in his learning, in his thoughts. Everything that the tzaddik is doing is aleph mina. Is tzaddik be'emunoso yichya, is this to live this in this world of aleph mina, of counting back to aleph. And that's what it means. Vaz nimtak hadin b'sharasho. The nimtak hadin b'sharasho. Dinim are caused by the covering, the concealment of the infinite light of Hashem. Zo in Yonan shall Osius Aleph Beis. Haholchos u'machaseis ha'or. That the letters of the Aleph Beis are increasingly covering that aleph. That's why, you know, I thought it was the best title for a book ever. If you could think of your favorite title of a book of a sefer, was when the Chevra put out Rav Kluger's book in English, and they gave it what title?
One.
It's a great title. In Hebrew, it's Yichud Hezbaydah. Yichud Hezbaydah is Hezbaydah. But in English, I don't know. There could be there's another book sometime somewhere that was titled One. But I think it was the greatest title for a book. Just One. Not the only one, not the one and only, just one. That's what Yichud is, one. That's all. So, Aydechibah ha'isiyas imshoshan ha'elyon, achdus ha'ein sof, achdus ha'ein sof, shorish zeh paritz ha'mezgala behen. By connecting the letters and remembering that underneath the Saf and the Shin and the Reish and the Kuf and so on, that remembering that underneath it and inside is the Aleph, the Achdus Hein Saf, then what happens is the Aleph is Paris and Mezgalaban. Then the One breaks free, breaks out of the coverings, of the encasements, breaks free, and the Aleph shines. Dinum Nemtokin, and then the dinum, and then everything is turned around, and from the end of the Aleph Beis, you go back to the beginning of the Aleph Beis. From the Sof, you go back to the Aleph. That's the Nebrachis Rolakim, Es HaShemayim Be'Es Haaretz, Aleph Sof. And then you go back to all of creation is Aleph till Sof. Whereas the Mezud Shemagid says that. That's the Nebrachis Rolakim, Es HaShemayim Be'Es Haaretz. So everything that exists, Shemayim and Ruchnias, and Ve'Es Haaretz and Gashmias, is the Indian of Aleph Tel Saf, is the Aleph that is hiding within the all of the Isis, all the way, which is till the Saf, is the biggest hest upon him is the Saf. And the Tachlis is, Beresh Balkim is Shemayim Besaris, and as a result of that, V'haris Ha'isasov V'ovochot, V'ruach Elokim Rachev Salpneimayim, and the Ruach of Aleph of Elokim is Rachev Salpneimayim, is to get back to that Aleph, to get back to that Achdus Ein Sof, the Achdus Apshuta, to get back to one. Yeah.
A word that's made up of the latest letters of the Aleph Beis means has less syllables.
More dinim. So all those words that have.
So
that's why Sheker.
What about Shabbos? I mean, you got a Shin and a Sof in there.
Okay, so that's a very good question. Shabbos, which is the his Gili of Elokus in this world, Shabbos is Davke. So this is what I'm talking. That's what I'm talking about. That the union of Shabbos is the Tikkun of Saif Ma'aseh Machshava V'Tchila, of the end of the week coming back to the beginning of the week, and therefore the Beis Abreishis, which is breaking up the Shin from the Saf, is the Hezgalus of coming back. It's a longer conversation, but it's the tikkun of everything that's in this world that has moved away from the Aleph HaPashut comes from Shabbos. It's the tikkun of everything, is the return, is the koyach to be able to return. But the letters that are, the end letters are the most difficult letters in general. The end letters are the most difficult letters. Yeah. And Shabbos is the most difficult in time. Shabbos is the furthest away from the beginning. There's the Rav Tzadik speaks a lot about Shabbos Shal Bereishis, Shabbos Shal Adam, and Shabbos Ha'olam. Shabbos Shal Adam and Shabbos Ha'olam. For Adam Arishan, Shabbos was his beginning. Shabbos was the first day of Adam Arishan. He came to the world Erev Shabbos, right? So for Adam Arishan, he began with the clarity of Shabbos. In that beginning, the Shin and the Sof, there's not. It's everything is clear. Everything there's no. There's no hest upon him. Adam Rishon began with Shabbos. He came into the world getting ready for Shabbos. That's how Adam Rishon's first day was Erev Shabbos. That's how he began. But ever since the Chait, Shabbos is, as far as the world is concerned, Shabbos is the last day of creation. In the Seder of the world, Shabbos is the end. So for Adam Rishon, it was the beginning, and for the world, it's the end. For Adam Rishon, it was his opportunity, his chance to build something like that. Didn't work out. But for us, it's the opportunity to be able to come back, to return. But it still has the or of that beginning where Hashem gave other Marishim such a kit that he could make all the tikkunim of Shin Sof because it was given to him on that first day on Erev Shabbos. But for Shabbos Ha'olam, for us, it's the way to get back. It's the way to get back. But now already it's very hard. It requires such a strong Isarusa de Lasata to climb back and to remove all the dinim. That's why you see that when it gets to Erev Shabbos, the biggest dinim are in Erev Shabbos. Everybody knows that. Usually the most geshmaka fights between a husband and a wife on Erev Shabbos. And the bichlal, the dinim of Erev Shabbos are very, very strong. One second, Ariel. That's why Shabbos, Erev Shabbos is a time of tshuva. Tshuva is also in the state of Tafshin, right? Tshuva is Tafshin. Returning. Tafshin, which is Shabbos. Shabbos by Toshuv. So that's the din of Shabbos. We get Tzirik. Lachzor. So Tshuva is Tafshin, isn't the state of Tafshin, which is to go back. Yeah, Ariel. Huh?
The letters are Shav,
Taf, the Shav, Sof, right, Shabbos, good. Shabbos is Shav, Sof, to return. The return of the Sof to Aleph. Right? The return of the Sof, it goes back to the Aleph. That's the need of Tshuva. Tshuva means the return of the Sof to Aleph. That's what Tshuva means. The return. There's a lot on this thing. I start with Shabbos with this. There's a lot. Those are also good svarim from Rav Kluge, the two volumes of Yichud HaShabbos. He just came out now with two new volumes on Perek Shira. My Mechut and Shimi said he's got them for me. He just came back for me. He says, well, I didn't get them yet. I'm diving, maybe he'll be here for the Rav Kluge Shira. But now on Perek Shira, the Rav Kluge came out, and everything in creation, you know, the song of Shira. Rav Kluge's Svarim, everything about Rav Kluge's Svarim is one. Yichud. All the Svarim are Yichud. Everything is Yichud. It's the whole Torah Sibosha. That's Arishal Mashiach. That's Aleph. Everything in this world is the Beis Gimel Dalet Hei. You get so fablunged, you get so lost, and everything gets so crazy and covered. And the Indian is to be able to get to the Aleph. This is the work of the tzaddik, that his davening and his learning and his everything is the Aleph, is the Aleph. Yeah. That's why you see in Kabbalah and in Chassidus how the Aleph basis is such a tremendous, tremendous Asik. I remember around 30 years ago, I gave shiurim, this is a long time ago, yeah, maybe even more. I was giving shiurim on the Aleph Beis. I gave for 2 years, and we got up to a little, like the hay or something. And my wife has been giving every year shiurim. I think this year, I think she's planning on doing the nakudas a little bit. But I remember there was a literature rav that I met, somebody that I knew. I was shiurim, and he said to me, what's there some talk about the Aleph Beis? Like, what do you, I mean, you just say the Aleph Beis. Like, what's there? So, yes. The Eisek of the Chassidim is very much in the Eisek. And he didn't understand, like, it takes 30 seconds. You say Aleph Beis, Gimel, Dalet, like in Cheder. A lot of the problems that develop with kids after Cheder is because they think that the Aleph Beis is only the Aleph Beis. If we would have been taught that there's something much deeper to the Aleph Beis, then maybe we wouldn't have such problems after Cheder. Because in the Cheder, things were good. I told you when the Kotzke went back as a famous big Rebbe in the Welt, when he went back to his hometown of Tomashov, so everybody in Tomashov wanted to have the Kotzke stay, right, by him as a guest, because he was now the big Rebbe. He was like the hometown boy that, you know, that that made it big, and everybody in town wanted the Kotzke to be by them, to stay, to be their guest. And there was all these big people, and the Kotzke stayed by his Rebbe from Cheder. That's why he decided to stay by his Rebbe, who had a horrible little hovel of a house. And all the rich people wanted him to stay, and he had this little broken down hut, and the Kotzke stayed with the Alevis. with the cheder rebbe, and they asked him. The gevurim were upset, and he said, because my rebbe in cheder taught me aleph beis, and everything since then hasn't been as clear. That's what he said. Aleph beis is good. Everything since then, I'm having like a hard time. It's hard. It's complicated. Meaning the concealments, the kisuyim, the levushim, the hastapanim. Right. So what we should be doing is, of course, removing the coverings of the aleph. Oftentimes, we feel that as we get older, there are more and more and more and more levushim. As we're getting older, we're supposed to be taking off these coverings, but not everybody can do that. That's hard. But that's our avodah. Hamtokas adinim. And the furthest you get from the aleph, the towards the saf, the more dinim you feel in your life, the further away you feel from the achdus apshuta, from the or ein saf, and then that's when all the dinim and all the tzaris come from the feeling of that distance from the aleph, from the aluf shel olam, from Hashem.
The joke part of that was cued and clued, but was that really a deep story that? Is it the Iker that my first year of learning is the first one, or was he a Kabbalistic person and talking about what the Rebbe was talking about? I'm not sure if I got that story.
Was who a Kabbalistic person?
Oh, that he had a big appreciation for the significance.
For his first grade Rebbe?
For the Aleph Beis and his first grade Rebbe. He had appreciation for what we're talking about? Is that what that story
emphasized? You could interpret it any way you like, but the Koska wasn't Stam saying something. Everything he said was... So when the Koska said that the Aleph he was talking, I believe that he was talking about this. You can interpret it a different way, but it certainly was not Stam. He didn't speak in a simple way. So, and if the Chassidim handed that Maisa down all the generations from the Koska, it's... So there are other ways it could be interpreted, but we're trying to understand it in light of how we're learning now. I don't know. I think that it means that when you're a child, on a very simple level, the Rebbe was saying that when you're a child, there's that simple clarity of God in your life. And he wanted to be with his Rebbe from Cheder because there are fond memories of that clarity, that over time, things get complicated and we lose that clarity, right? We lose that innocence and that clarity. And the Rebbe was saying, I want to be back with my cheder rebbe because it was so wonderful being in that world of aleph beis. It's I always they have like these things they like in the siddur parties or the aleph things in the school and they dress the kids up in all these outfits and they get them standing and it's terrible because I'm such a like a, this is just a way. I wish I didn't look at the world this way. But when I look at the boys, I enjoy it, and I have such pleasure. Nachas watching all the kids up there. But I'm thinking, I always start thinking, like what's going to be with these kids? Like what are they going to have to go through? It's so nice today, Like it's so nice. Everything is so push it, and how many of them are going to get their ears pierced and their hearts broken and. I don't know, like stuff. It's terrible. I know I shouldn't think that way. But, I feel that way even in the hospital. I go to see a baby. When the baby's born. I have pleasure. I daven over there. Everybody's excited. You go to the window, and the two sides are trying. Each one is saying, "Looks like us, our side, right?" And they're banging on the window, looking at some little baby. And I always daven over by Shalom. That this little one shouldn't get lost in the other letters, to somehow stay connected to the Aleph. It's very, very hard. There's a lot of things that are pulling towards Sheker, the Alma of the Sheker. And of course, to turn that around is to make the Sheker into Kesher, as the Baal Shem Tov thought, which is the Inyan of Shabbos, and to join the letters back into. It's like on a when you're on a tiyul. And you're going like in a scary place, and the way that they work it is that everybody holds hands, right? Like they're going through a tunnel, and you have the chevra. Everybody should hold each other's hands, right? That's like through some scary, dark place. You hold hands. So that's the tzaddik. Everything's with the tzaddik is to have the saf hold the ration, and the shin, and the shin holds the ration. It goes all the way back till you get to achdus torah ein sof, the one at the beginning of the line. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hashem is standing at the beginning of the line. And so when you go through the dark tunnel, have to try to have everybody, you know, holding the hand of the one next to him. The Isis of the olive base, that they holding each other's hands, each other's to get all the way back to the olive. Page 137, Mem Vav Aleph. All of these Torahs, as we've been talking about from the beginning, are mamish the yesodos of all of Torahs Chassidus. That's why I want to do this sefer. All of the Torahs that come from this is the Aleph. Kesef Shem Tov is the Aleph of all of the Torahs. Chabad and Karmarna and Zidichov and Ishbitz Radzin and Pshischa Kotsk, everything, each one in his own way, in their own way of building. From these yisaidus of building from these yisaidus of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Yeah, Baal Shem Tov. Be'eshaz legolo Yisrael ad shekofru b'Hashem u'b'David. It's a remarkable statement from Chazal that we don't have in our Gemara, even though it says in Shas. It's in the Zohar Kaddish and in some other places in Chazal, but we don't have it in our Gemara. But Chazal taught, Chazal revealed, Lo golu Yisrael ad shekafru b'Hashem u'b'David. A strange statement. That the Jewish people did not go into Golus until we were kofer b'Hashem, until we rejected, we lost our belief, our faith in Hashem. U'b'David and David HaMelech. Kfir in Hashem, I understand. What does that mean? U'b'David. My davka David. This is one of the reasons why davening is so hard. Because David HaMelech is davening. Hashem kafir b'Hashem u'b'David, the kfir in David is the difficulty that one has with davening, that the world has with davening, with tefillah. Everything with David HaMelech is tefillah, because David HaMelech's whole, we'll see in a minute, David HaMelech's inyan was living every second in the Aleph. That's David. Every second in that or Ein Sof. David HaMelech never left Cheder in that way. He was mamish living in the Aleph. Therefore, everything by David HaMelech was Hashgacha Pratis. Everything he saw Hashem in everything. To him, he never ever forgot for a second. Shivisa Hashem, he said, Shivisa Hashem, like the Samit. And therefore, he also said, Vani Tvil. Because the Inyan of davening is that belief. If you don't believe in that, or if your belief in that is weak, it's very, very hard to daven. Davening is a matter of belief, of emuna, echad moina. When a person counts everything back to Aleph, then davening is his existence. So David HaMelech's whole metzias was tefillah, vani tefillah, and therefore kfira and David is the problem that we have believing in the Aleph is kfira and David HaMelech. It's kofer b'Hashem, atcha kofer b'Hashem u'b'David. David is that tzaddik that takes us back to the Aleph. More than any other tzaddik, David HaMelech has that koach. And the Baal Shem explains this. They have Dalad, Vav Dalad, which we'll see in a minute. But David has that. David is the one that's in that mitzias of emunah. His whole esek was with Elokus every second, emunah. The goal of Yisrael at Shekofer b'Hashem u'b'David. B'yashas. The Gemara says, Ein ben olam hazeli ma'isa Mashiach el shivud malchus bilvad. That there's no difference between this world, our life now, and when Mashiach comes, the opinion of Shmuel in the Gemara, el shivud malchus bilvad. Only the only difference is that we'll be free of the oppression and the enslavement of the malchus of our enemies. Domer b'shas, Misha avro lov arborim yom b'lo yisurin kibel olamo. So the Gemara says, we'll see the Gemara, the full Gemara in the second five. A person who goes 40 days without any type of Yisurim, without any suffering, Kibbul Aloma, that's, he might feel great over here because he went 40 days without any suffering, but it means he already received his Olam Haba in this world. That's not great. Kibbul Aloma. So, but then the Gemara says, Heichidam Yisurim. What kind of Yisurim? What's meant by Yisurim? What suffering? 40 days without Yisurim. So the Gemara says, if Yisurin is even if a person puts his hand into his pocket, into his purse, into his pocket, a wallet, to take out a gold dinar, and instead he finds a matbeh pchusa, he finds like a cheap coin. He goes looking for a gold coin, he finds, and he thought he had a gold coin, he finds a copper coin or something. Let's look at the Gemara inside. It's easier if you look in 5. Look at footnote 5. The Gemara is in Erchen Tezayin with Beis. Ad hechem tachlis yisurim. What does it mean, tachlis yisurim? So as she says, saif midas yisurim, klamer yisurim, she'en pchusim had. What is the lightest type of yisurim that's still called yisurim? But some type of a discomfort that still qualifies as being Yisurin so that you can look back in the last 40 days and say, no, I had stuff like that. So that means you had some Yisurin. You shouldn't, don't think that you lost Olam Haba or anything, you had Yisurin. So what's the least, what's the lightest type of Yisurin that still qualifies as being Yisurin? Amar Rabbi Elazar, so each one of these opinions obviously is talking about, it's a very deep inyan. But Amar Balaza, Kol Sha'ogle Beger Lilbaish, Vein Miskabalov. A person hired a tailor and he had some suit made for himself, and it comes out that it doesn't fit right. Like Rashi says, Shein Lemidosa Kaigim Tsarhulo, it doesn't fit right. So that's Yisurim. That's already called Yisurim. It doesn't fit right.
The person who's wearing it.
No? Yeah. Gedolim Yizu Amru, Afilu Niskavnu Limzag. Niskavnu Limzag to La'ariv Mayim B'yeno, to put some water. They always, in those days, the wines were very, very strong, so to mix some water into the wine. And his intention was that it should be hot, and instead they put in cold. He wanted it should be a warm drink, and they put in cold, and it turned out to cool off the drink. But Sinai, he thought that he was having a cold drink, and they mixed in hot. So instead of getting the refreshing cold thing, he got a hot one. Instead of getting the hot, he got cold. This is Yisur. This is So Ma'abrei Ravina says that even Nepoch Lechaluka, guy puts on his socks and turns out they're inside out or something. Puts on his shirt that's inside out. So he has to go to the trouble. He has to take off his shirt and put on again. Ravavi, Timer of Chizdevi, Timer of Yitzhak for Amulam as Nisatana, Afilo Hoshit Yodel Kist. So then we get Afilo, the lightest ones. Afilo Hoshit Yodel Kist, Lito Sholosh, Rolobi Adoshtaim. He put in his hand into the pocket, he thought he was going to find 3 coins, and he found 2. And it doesn't mean that he doesn't have the money. Look what Rashi says. Sheshlo Tircha Lachzlo Hoitzim Mekisos Ashlishes. Rashi doesn't interpret it to say, because that could already be disappointing. If you have 3 gold coins, you thought you had 3 gold coins, you only have 2. No, that's already a hafsid. Rashi says, that's not what it's talking about. You put your hand into your pocket to take out all of the coins, and one slipped out. You go right back in. As you have them. and a lot of the Svarim that bring down the Gemara, they don't say it that way. The Gemara is brought down a lot of the Musa Svarim, and when it's brought down, it's brought down with the understanding that the guy comes up empty, or he looks for gold and he comes up tin or cop. But Rashi says that there are three coins, but it's annoying for you because you put your hand in, you got two instead of three. So that's already annoying. If you're a chassid, you try to take out some coins and your gartel fell out also from your pocket. Then you got to stuff your gartel back into your pocket. These are little things, kleinekai. And this is already tachlis yisurim. It's not called a yisurim free life. You had yisurim during those 40 days. You had the three coins, just that it was a little bit of annoying. You had to put your head back into the pocket. No?
Is that what a red light is?
What?
Is that what a red light is?
A red light?
Does that count as an issue? You wanted
to get a green light? You're driving, you get a red light?
Is that what you're trying to get a red?
You can make up anything you want. This is what the Gemara says. whatever you feel. I don't know. There's no kuntras yet that was printed on this subject. Maybe you could have a chiddush like that.
Is worse because you almost made it and you missed.
Yeah, then you get a notice in the mail that you got a ticket. What kind of discussion is this in the Gemara? Clothing inside out, it didn't fit. Two coins. That's what kind of. What kind of lamai nafkimina? What's the Gemara? What's the Tanya? The Rebbe Yishmael. The nafkimina is that kol sha'over lavar borim yom below yisurim kibla lama. Is already zochav lama haba. Person that goes 40 days, nothing, nope, no aggravation, nothing, no yisurim, is krakibla lama. You already got that's his olam haba in this world. It's a chaval. But if a person had one of these, even one of these things, or maybe a red light or something, if he had one of these things, it already means that that's called Yisur. It means, no, he had Yisur. He had Yisur.
Changes your whole perspective. Something bad happens, you're like, oh.
Yeah, you're no longer, you could look at it, you can't even... This is somebody that doesn't have little children or older children. A person with children, there's always the inyanim. And it's called Yisur. Right? It's a different perspective.
But Ishgamzu, a person who knows that everything's for the best, then they're not upset, right? And maybe they're in this parsha.
Well, they're different madrigas. Okay, they're different madrigas. That for a second to feel it, wait, to overcome it. Okay, so back on top. V'chis al-gadai to turn the page. She's a nechshel the kapar zov. She's a haitzos might be a pchusa. So Gemara asks, do you think that chisal the daiter, sak the daiter, that what? That taking out all the way on top. That taking out two coins instead of three. She's a nechshel the kapar zov. Is that called kapar? That's already a kapar zov. Because ain yisurim b'lechait. The Gemara says if a person goes through some aggravation, even if it's small, it means there's some kind of there's a kapar for something. Right? It means he did something wrong. Whatever that is, he doesn't even remember. But it's a kapar for some chait. So v'chisal g'daitach, that's such a tiny little inconvenience. I mean, the Baruch Shalom is good to us, but such a tiny little inconvenience of your socks being inside out, or finding the taking out from your pocket two coins, that such an inconvenience is somehow mechapra and some aveira you did? Because ain yisurim b'lechait, because if these things, though they're small, are defined as yisurim, right? This is called yisurim. And since ain yisurim b'lechait, wherever there's yisurim means it's coming to be mechapra for some chait, it means that this somehow is mechapra. So v'chisal k'daitach, how is such a tiny little insignificant thing called yisurim akedekach that's a mechaper on some sort of a chait? That this is such a tiny little inconvenience is already a kaparis oven? Ube, the Baal Shem Tov explains. Ki tzadik b'menosa yichya. That the tzadik lives in his faith. Rabbi counts everything, and when he counts everything back to Aleph. Ki amam in b'ashgacha pratis shel Hashem Yisbarach, a person who believes in ashgacha pratis of Hashem, v'yedeh shakol ma'arayisav shel Adam, heimi menu Yisbarach, and he believes that everything comes from the Aleph. Everything comes, whatever happens to him, comes from Hashem. Hein davekotten agadol, even if the tiniest little thing. Tiny thing, a big thing. Hakol hu bedin. Aleph dalad nun yud. The way that we call Hashem, Aleph dalad nun yud, is Dina. Right? It's the letters of Din. Dina. In Aramaic, Din. Dina de malchus shamayim. V'lusibas cheto. If you're going through some suffering, some yisurim, even if it's only a little thing, like a little inconvenience, you should know that it's coming from Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is Dina. It's coming, it's a Din, meaning that it's a Kapara, it's a Mechaper, Ulesibas Cheto, and that there are Dinim that are being carried out, and that you should consider yourself to be very fortunate that this Din is just in some way of a very little, tiny little inconvenience or discomfort. But Ulesibas Cheto. Now, the key is like this: umiyad nischaret. If the person can think of something offhand that he did recently, if he can think of something offhand, not to go back to when I did this in high school, I did that in college, you'd never be able to put your hand back to get the next coin. You just you'd be such a brachet. But it means to try to think. No, all right, I already went through a lot of Yom Kippur, and I tried to do tshuva. But is there anything today, maybe there's something I did, maybe I spoke to my mother in a way that I shouldn't have, a little bit too sharp, or whatever. Lo chaser, right? To think of something that was recently, and if a person stops and is miyad nischaret, and he regrets that. Umolei charodah v'fachad Hashem, and he's filled with the fear of Hashem, meaning with the belief that Hashem is a judge, and there's judgment, and he thinks of that. How could I have been so short with my mother, or whatever it was? And he's molly, he has charot, he regrets it. And he's molly charot of a fachad Hashem. Miyad moichlen lo. Mechila. Right away. Miyad moichlen lo. Me'ach shu mamin. Since he believes in Hashem, he counts back to the Aleph. He doesn't see this. He doesn't just start, coming back to the red light. Ezra's red light over there. So yeah, so you get to the red light and starts banging on the steering place and going crazy and screaming. That he got a red light. And he but instead, he gathers himself together. He goes back to the Aleph. And he said, "Well, Hashem, this is mechaper. If you could think of something specific." So then, right away, Meichlam loy. Me'achshumam and v'chayzebo, he believes in Hashem and he does tshuva. Umedabek machshavto b'yisbaruch, and he's medabek his mind to the Aleph. Right, he's medabek his mind to the Aleph. So next time when we're going through like different inconveniences, right? So you could try to rate it, like they have, they're asking you to rate things now. So you could rate it, like you could say this is a ches. And you could say this is already a kuf, right? But it all means concealments and covering is trying to pull you further and further away into the world of dinim away, and to stop and to think of something that I could work on, and to say I animam b'mana shleima. Ein yisurim b'lei chayt, aleph meine, emuna, miyad moichel. To be mamtik the dinam. Mamtik the dinam.
And it's going to be me that can never get me there.
Why'd you raise your hand if you didn't give me a choice? It's okay, David.
That's a gimel.
Yeah, that's a gimel. That shouldn't be a ches. This is a gimel. Yeah. No?
So it is me that can never get me there. So if it's something as small as the Gemara is talking about here, it's something small, And if it's something horrific, it's big.
I don't know. How Dinei Shamayim works and Bizmanenu. Lav Davka could be even a small, it could be a small inconvenience for something that was bigger than we imagined.
Yeah.
Lav Davka. So don't trust, in other words, it's a good question. So you shouldn't just try to think of something tiny that I might have done wrong. If there was something really bad that day, then you could go to that place and say, I'm sorry, Hashem debagadnu, and to go back. You see, Hashem debagadnu is also written here. Hashem Aleph Shin and Bagadnu Beis Gimel is also all of this Indian. And Vidu in the head of Aleph Beis. So to go back and to be mischar, it could be even a big thing. Hashem is Moli Rachimim, he is Rachmanis. And with such a hest upon him, there could even be an inconvenience, could be a mechaper on something that's much bigger. If the person does tshuva and goes back and does tshuva. Kach, therefore, gam ha-moishit yod alikar dina zor v'olub yod dina kesef, which the Baal Shem goes with that mahalach, that even a person puts his hand in to get a gold coin, comes out a silver coin. Achashu l'sibas chetoy u'mescharet, since the person attributes this to some shortcoming, doesn't get all wound up and crying, it just stops for a second and says, no. And Jews say that. It says, a kapara, it should be a kapara. That's how we talk. But the Baal Shem is talking about not just saying it, but thinking it. And to do tshuva, not just to say it should be a kapara. We always say it should be a kapar, should be a kapar, should be a kapar. Last week I was with Shabbos, and there was this chassid sitting next to me, and they gave some of these little bowls. Everybody gets their own little bowl of chalent, you know. They give this little bowl. So this sweet chassidish guy next to me says, ah, a kapara. So I asked him what happened. He said that he put his spoon in, and it looked at him, he thought it was a big piece of flanken, and it turns out like it was a potato or something. And he said, kapara. I said, it's not a kapara, it should be a kapara. he thought it was a piece of flanken.
He suffered.
Yeah. It's a disappointment. He was disappointed. No.
Is there a concept that a person can do tshuva before there's a
preemptive?
Before.
I'm sure there is, and there's also la'olam, a person should put the tefillah should be before the tzar. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Yeah, there is. The person's kolyam of the tshuva, not to live, God forbid, in a morbid way, but to be thinking, to be a person that makes a cheshbon nefesh, and to preempt. To preempt the inconveniences and Yisurim and Dinim and so on. Uvacholzos, the things that Hashem wants us to, that Hashem has His way through these little Yisurim lach, shouldn't be chas v'shalom big Yisurim, to bring us to a certain consciousness. But and not to, see, this is something that you have to be careful. They tell these things to kids in school, it's very bad. You understand? You tell the kid in school, so then the kid's walking around like all the time thinking, like if he trips, I did something bad and Hashem's angry at me. You got to be very careful then. And this is usually the only type of stuff that most of the teachers know to say, you know what I'm saying? It's like the kids come out, the one thing they know from school is that God punished me. You know, Mida Kenegan Mida. Every kid in school heard the term Mida Kenegan Mida. He didn't hear that Ahav Ti Eschem Amar Hashem. The Baruch Hashem loves you in the deepest, infinite, most infinite way. But every kid comes out from school, you say to them, you know what Mida Kenegan Mida means? Sure. Why is that? How come I never met a kid? Try to ask a kid. I don't mean a first grader, but you ask a fifth grader, what's Mida Kenegan Mida? He'll write, he'll give you a whole drush on Mida Kenegan Mida. And the teacher gave all kinds of examples, the Mitzriim and the Jews and that. But if you ask him, what does it mean? Ahavas Oilim Ahavtich. What does it mean? Never heard of it. That, right now, I summarize the whole problem with Chinuch. That's the summary of the whole thing. Everybody knows what it means, Mida Kenegan Mida. I told you that I had with one of my daughter that my wife told the kids that you always have to, if you have to go to the basic keys, right, to the bathroom, that you should raise your hand and ask for shoes and so on, And but if for some reason, you know, if you feel that you have to go, you just excuse yourself and you go. Don't you know, whatever. So it happened once that my one of my kids, she raised her hand and said, Mora, could I go to the, you know, I have to go to the bathroom. So you have these teachers that have all these, like, why didn't you go during recess? Yeah, this is just for, I never understood. Okay, there are always some kids that are taking advantage. Okay. But like, you know, the kids are like a nice, regular, nice kid. Why didn't you go during recess? Recess was an hour ago. I didn't have to go then. Like, what are you asking these questions? Why didn't you go? There are older people, by the way, that can't do that either. You know that? And she's going to also be an old lady one day, and you can't, and you're going to, why didn't you go? Sakasha, why didn't you go? So my daughter, so the teacher said, you, something like that, you should have gone, yeah, recess was, you should have gone by recess. So she said, but Mara, I didn't have to go, I have to go. So she remembered that mommy said that you excuse yourself, and you say, like, forgive me, or excuse me. And she got up and she started to run to the bathroom. She had like 5 seconds to get to the bathroom, because she's having this old shock of Italia. So she had to go to the bathroom. And she tripped and she fell down. And the teacher stood over and said, Mida keneged mida, Hashem punished you for that. She told us this years later. Mida keneged mida. That God punished you. That you should. That's a hard thing to carry. What kind of a Rabbi Shlomo? Who would want to say Maidani to such a God? But that's a pretty accurate picture of God for many of the kids that are growing up. Who wants to say Maidani? Why would I want to say Maidani to a God that knocks down a kid who has to go to the bathroom? What kind of God is that? Like, what kind of religion is that? Then you wonder, like then you have it, then you go down the highway and you see Yoshka on a billboard saying, "I love you, my children." So yes,
she's so
chashuv that Hashem strikes down a child because of her covet. Because of her covet, She's having an argument with the first grader. Her covet. So the kid gets knocked down because the Rebbe Shlomo is worried about my covet. About my covet. No. Yes, sure.
Aren't there times when if we have to go through a difficulty, do we always think it because of a chet? Sometimes, or it's in the science.
We didn't go into that whole, right, so that opens up that whole sugya. We said right now, we're talking like this, to be, a person should always live with a cheshman, and to be mischaret, not in a crazy way, but, yes, but that's not the only, Yisurim is not only, you know, chas v'shalom, it's not like that, that was the whole machlekes, you know, how do you look at the Holocaust? So those who always insist that it's a punishment, no, that's not the mahalach that the Baal Shem Tov was talking about. And we're not getting it. That's a very big sugya. But there are different types of yisur for different reasons. But the person mitzad asmo should always stop and think, how could I be better? So, in a positive way, how could I improve? Not to say I know that's why I have this sir, but certainly one could say, I could think of things that I could improve, and I let me try to improve. Hashem has a different cheshbon, but all I know is that I had a hard time today. So my what's my avoider? I'll see if I can improve something. If Hashem has a different cheshbon, other rabbi, but I know that it comes from His love. Ben kach or ben kach, it's coming from His love. That's for sure. Mitzidi, what can I do to improve things? Maybe He has another cheshbon, but I could improve. That's the safest mahalach. I've always tried to use that myself and talk to the kids that way. What could I do? Doesn't mean that that I'm being a patch, but what could I do? If I'm feeling this, what could I do? So, I'll continue this.